Welcome to episode 157 of Practical Defense, Cars and Kidnapping. Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Addix. This week, we're going to revisit a subject that we covered almost a year ago. The subject is kidnapping as you enter your car. But before we get into that, I of course have to mention that there are only 2 weeks left before the fabulous Masud Ayoub is going to be here in Los Angeles to present his MAG 20 seminar on the appropriate use of lethal force. We still have seats available, so if you want to join us, now is the time to act. Just stop by alexhaddix.com/mag20 to sign up. Okay. On with the topic of cars and kidnappings.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
As we enter the subject, I need to first clarify that kidnappings are rare. Although they do happen, other forms of crime are far more common and far more likely. For women, often the kidnapping is considered quote-unquote temporary for the purposes of rape, meaning that the criminal grabs the woman, takes her to a secluded location, rapes her, and then lets her go. What we're going to discuss today is the temporary kidnapping for profit. Now, kidnappings are extremely risky. They are an incredibly volatile encounter that can end with the victim being let go unharmed, all the way up to murder. However you look at it, anyone who takes another person captive is extremely dangerous and should never be underestimated. Let's take a look at a scenario that happened just recently in my old neighborhood. I'll read from the police report. On January 11th, about 8:45 p.m., a woman was parking her vehicle in a dimly lit covered parking garage located to the rear of her apartment complex. As she was exiting her vehicle, a male approached her from behind, covered her mouth, and immediately entered her vehicle. The woman believed the suspect had a gun. The suspect forced her to drive to an ATM machine and withdraw money. He then directed her to drop him off. The suspect is described as about 5 feet, 8 inches tall, and weighing about 170 pounds. He was wearing a black jacket, gray hooded sweatshirt, gray baggy sweatpants, and dark-colored work boots. Throughout the robbery, the lower portion of the suspect's face was covered with a dark-colored shirt. Now let's break down this event. First, it was a lone man against a lone woman. He ambushed her in her home carport in the evening as she was getting out. Ambushes of any type are extremely hard to detect and avoid. Your best defense, actually your only defense, is awareness. Parking lots are some of the most dangerous places you will ever be during the day. This is true from the constant traffic flow and because it's where criminals hang out to observe people and select victims. The second episode of this show was on parking lot safety for a reason, and I've also published several articles on the subject as well. You are incredibly vulnerable as you get into or out of your car. And when did the criminal launch his attack? As she got out of her car in her home carport when she was probably tired and had her guard down. I recommend everyone go back and listen to episode 2 for a refresher. This kidnapper's goal was money, which was fortunate for the victim. It is becoming increasingly common for robbers to force victims to a cash machine and withdraw money. If one's close enough, the criminal can get a lot more money from the machine than just what the victim has in his or her pockets. Now next, the victim dropped the robber off at a place he probably had planned ahead of time. I'm certain that he had a means of quick escape and perhaps even a change of clothes. He could have just as easily forced the driver to a secluded location, killed her, raped her, forced her into her own home, or abandoned her in a bad part of town and driven off in her car. She was incredibly lucky. Finally, the victim was really smart. She got a great description of the kidnapper that will help catch him, especially if he does this again. Now back in episode 100, I chatted with Paul Wilson about self-defense with children under your immediate care. During that episode, I brought up some incidents that happened in Texas that were very similar to this event. During the holiday season, the criminals kept watch over big shopping mall parking lots. They selected women with small children and big SUVs with tinted windows. The victims would load the child in the car seat first and then load the groceries or other items into the back of the truck. When the mother was distracted with the loading process, criminal would jump into the passenger seat with the child and hold the child hostage against the mother. The criminal would then direct the mother to drive to a cash machine and withdraw money. Sometimes they would go to a few cash machines until the card was at its limit. About 50% of the time, the mother and child were let go. The other times, both were killed. A listener, Andrea from Fort Worth, Texas, wrote in with a good observation along the lines of this subject. She wrote, "I saw something a while ago that amazed me. I was in a nice area and stopped at a store. As I left and was getting in my car, the woman who had parked next to me had a minivan with a trunk and a slide door that can close automatically. She got her child out and walked away and was in the store and her door was still closing. I could have easily jumped right in her van and waited for her to come back. Some of the conveniences we enjoy and being in a nice neighborhood really make us drop our guard sometimes." Thanks, Andrea. That's a really good point. So again, when you get into or out of your car, truck, or minivan, you need to keep your awareness high and ensure everything is secured before you move on. What Andrea described is a perfect example of someone who was completely oblivious, leaving a huge window of opportunity for a criminal. So what can you do if awareness fails and somehow you find yourself a victim of a cash machine kidnapping? First, remember that you can get out of it unharmed, but you do have to act appropriately to increase your chance of survival. Do not feel helpless and remember that the situation is not hopeless. Try to stay calm. This is going to be really tough, but if you let your brain run wild, your emotional reactions will rule your rational thought. The calmer you are, the better your chances are of coming out okay. Comply with the demands of your kidnapper until you have reason not to comply. So that means until you think that you're going to be seriously harmed, give him what he wants and hopefully he will let you go. However, if you believe that you're going to be seriously harmed, do what you can to defend yourself and escape because you have nothing to lose at that point. But again, the rule is to comply until you have reason not to comply. Do not be combative or obstinate. If you're uncooperative, you increase your chances of being hurt. You want to try to engage your kidnapper in small talk. Now, initially, he's going to see you as a target or just an object. What you want to try and do is change that impression to make it harder for him to hurt you. Make him see you as a person. You also want to try to remember the details of the event. Race, age, hair color, voice, clothing, phrases, tattoos, the streets and direction of travel. All of these things will help capture this creep and get him off the street. Do not put on your seatbelt if you're forced back into your car to drive. The reason for this is not being in a restraining device gives you a better chance to duck out of the car at a boulevard stop or if the car is moving slowly. If you're all strapped in, you're going to have to pop the seatbelt before you duck out. Now, some security professionals recommend deliberately getting into a car accident. This can work, but it does have great risk. Now, for example, if you're being held at gunpoint, the chances are this guy has got his finger on the trigger, and getting into an accident will likely result in the discharge of the weapon. If the guy's in the back seat and holding a knife to your throat, you could get stabbed, and if it nicks an artery, you could die in less than 2 minutes. Also, if you're not wearing your seatbelt, you could sustain serious injury. Heck, even if you are wearing a seatbelt, you can still sustain serious injury. You could also hurt or kill others in the accident. So getting into an accident is an option, but you need to weigh the consequences before doing so and consider your current situation. And lastly, be very wary of driving off for long distances after the criminal has the money. The longer he stays with you after he has the cash, the greater your risk. Now, it goes without saying that it is best to remain aware and avoid the problem in the first place. However, sometimes the stars just align against you, but hopefully these tips will help you out of a really bad situation. Parking lots, wherever they may be, are high-risk zones. Maintain your awareness, awareness, awareness.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Welcome back. In summary, we have: remember that you can get out unharmed, but you have to act appropriately. Try to stay calm. The calmer you are, the better your chances of coming out okay. Comply until you have reason not to comply. Do not become combative or obstinate. If you're uncooperative, you increase your chances of being hurt. Engage your kidnapper in small talk. Make him see you as a person. Try to remember the details of the event. Anything you can remember will help capture this creep and get him off the street. Do not put on your seatbelt if you're forced back into your car to drive. You want to remain unrestricted if you get the chance to bail out of the car. Consider deliberately getting into a car accident. This can work, but it does have great risk. Be very wary of driving off for long distances after the criminal has the money. The longer he stays with you after he has the cash, the greater your risk. Now, on a completely tangential side note for kidnappings, along the southern borders of the United States, the gangs and drug cartels are making incursions into the U.S., kidnapping U.S. citizens, and pulling them back into Mexico and holding them for ransom. Even if the money's paid, the kidnapped victim has about a 50-50 chance of being returned alive. These incursions are happening in California all the way up into San Diego, which is about 20 minutes from the border. So everyone on the south border, please be safe. And that will do it for this week. You can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and on Facebook, it's Practical Defense. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddicts.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddicts.com. That's podcast@alexaddicts.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddicts.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.